About $3.3 million from the Emergency Food and Shelter National Board Program and United Way of America will be divvied up among all Wisconsin counties. The grant awards are based on county unemployment figures. Overall, the total state award received this year rose about 10%, but some counties like La Crosse will see fewer funds this round. Dan Hansen is with the Great Rivers United Way in Onalaska.
Unfortunately, we have a fair amount of unemployment in the community, but those aren't the only people using the programs. It's the people that are underemployed, and we don't get compensated for that, so there's a challenge.
Nicole Angrisano agrees. She's with the United Way of Greater Milwaukee. Milwaukee County received the largest grant award at around $607,000, down about 7% from last year's award. Angrisano says they too see a fair number of underemployed.
People are taking jobs that they can get, and sometimes for people who have been either downsized or lost their jobs otherwise, it means taking jobs that simply don't pay a family-sustaining wage.
Awards for all counties will be determined in a few weeks. Stephen Webster is the executive director with the United Way of Wisconsin and Madison.
All of the food pantries around the state are reporting increased demand. There seems to be increased rates of homeless people, so I think that this particular money is absolutely essential in the safety net.
The United Way of Wisconsin says the state received an additional $1.6 million last year in the form of stimulus funds. Money county food and shelter programs won't see this year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.